In January, California joined 8 other states in legalizing recreational marijuana for adults. It's also among 30 states that allow medical marijuana. But marijuana in any form is still prohibited on school grounds, and that's a problem for kids who rely on marijuana-based medications to ease repeated seizures or treat the symptoms of autism. Lee Romney from member station KALW introduces us to one Northern California family trying to change that.
Mom, more.
4-year-old Brooke Adams is taking her morning medicine. Her mom, Jana, squirts it into her mouth as Brooke sits on the kitchen counter in their Santa Rosa home. It's a cannabis tincture with a high ratio of CBD, one of the cannabinoids in the marijuana plant that doesn't make you high. Brooke has Dravet syndrome, a rare and severe genetic disorder that causes seizures and developmental delays. Brooke had her first seizure at 3.5 months.
Every time we'd have to call 911 to have her ambulanced to the ER.
By the time she turned 1, Brooke was taking a long list of prescribed medications meant to prevent seizures, but Jana says they didn't work. Stopping the seizures once they started, that required a quick-acting drug known as a rescue medication. Whenever they administered it,
she would be intubated because her breathing would slow down so much.
Now, Brooke takes that daily CBD tincture and a rescue drug made of cannabis oil that's high in THC and often stops the seizures within 3 minutes, Jana says. But placing Brooke in preschool was tough. Just before the summer of 2016, the Rincon Valley Union School District told Jana those vials of THC oil that are always with Brooke are not allowed at school.
And they said, well, she can't be on campus, so you'll have to just have her at home.
But that's not what Jana thought was most appropriate for her daughter.
I said, you know, she needs to go to private school if you can't have her.
The district agreed. They paid for that placement and a lot of other accommodations, including speech therapy, physical therapy, and Yolanda Brindis, a one-on-one nurse.
We'll see you later, okay?
Well,
I have
to
go to school. No, I have to go to school.
But Jana knows they'll soon face a bigger hurdle, getting Brooke into kindergarten this coming fall. So she and her school district want to change state law to allow kids like Brooke to be in public school with their cannabis meds. Kathy Myers is the assistant superintendent for student services for the Rincon Valley Union School District.
When we're looking at the federal law that surrounds and protects children who are identified as children that have special needs, we're required to offer them a free and appropriate public education, and we feel as though our hands are tied.
Myers hopes California could do what Maine, New Jersey, and Colorado have already done. They've changed state law to require school districts to accommodate students with medical marijuana recommendations, so a parent, legal guardian, and in some cases a caregiver can administer cannabis medication at school. In California, a bill just introduced this month would allow school districts but not require them to create policies that let parents or guardians administer those meds at school. But that wouldn't help kids like Brooke. Her nurse administers it as soon as her seizures start. There's another problem, though.
Federal law. We cannot have drugs, cannabis, anything within 1,000 feet of a school district or school.
School districts risk losing federal funding if they violate that. Those other states, they're taking a gamble that the feds won't come after them. Families whose kids have Dravet syndrome, like Brooke, are paying close attention.
Most want to try it, and many have already tried it.
That's Dr. Joseph Sullivan, director of the Pediatric Epilepsy Center at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in San Francisco. He says the interest in medical cannabis for seizures has become rampant among families over the past 3 years. Like many epilepsy drugs, though, they don't work for all patients, but they do work for some.
It's reasonable to have that conversation with a family after they've failed 3 conventional drugs because I can't look them in the eye and say that medication number 5 that I'm going to recommend is superior to a reliable cannabis-based preparation.
Those tinctures aren't always reliable. They aren't regulated. But the FDA recently agreed to fast-track review of Epidiolex, a CBD-based drug that has shown promise in clinical trials with kids like Brooke, who have Dravet syndrome.
Morning, Brooke.
You know, I'm not going to smell that, but I'll use it to write.
Oh,
Brooke Adams and her nurse get to preschool right in time for speech therapy.
What color is that? What color?
Red.
Good job.
It's a red yo-yo.
Then Brooke joins the other kids for circle time. Getting Brooke into preschool has immersed her in a whole world of other kids. But what matters most now for mom, Jana Adams, is what comes next. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Romney in Santa Rosa.